So I mentioned this before the break, and I'm not sure that anybody heard of this, whether it be the gala or what happened at it. But last night, in a very typical So Houston type move, there was a gala, and it was a fundraiser called One Great Night in November at the Museum of Fine Arts. It was a Houston high-powered men's-only fundraiser in which they say lots of men who have lots of money get together to hang out, smoke cigars, drink fine wine and cognac, and then spend a lot of that money on ways to make the Museum of Fine Arts better,
so it's like
amongst other things.
So it's like the Skull and Bones of sports.
It's kind of a swinging weenie club, if you ask me.
Okay.
But the swinging weenies have a lot of money.
All right.
Well, evidently there was too much swinging last night of those weenies because so the story goes now, and again, keep in mind, this is Houston, all right? A server working the event bumped into an attendee who then subsequently bumped into a table that was unmanned, and atop that table sat your 2017 World Series trophy.
Okay.
That trophy then tumbled to the floor.
Oh, no. You wrecked it.
And indeed they did.
Oh, no. Did they bend the little flags on top?
So then it behooves you to ask the question, like, what kind of damage? Because, like, when I was with the Rockets, look, those two trophies, and let me tell you, the world tours that those trophies went on went to a lot of places that probably should remain nameless. But there were dents and everything. And Tiffany and Company.
The Gold Cup.
Amongst other things.
Okay.
Had to have all the dents hammered out of the basketball, and at some point they had to have them refurbished. It was, I mean, that trophy sat in the on the dotted line on Richmond Avenue at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, they do make their rounds, but you would not think at a fundraiser in which I believe Jim Crane graciously allowed them to have the trophy there on display, you would not think it would get damaged. But they said they immediately put it in its Tiffany's bag and carted it off for a minute. And then it later reappeared with a full surrounding complement of security guys with earpieces in and very large individuals. And then another guy who was an attendee who said, this is what we do at the museum, so we will fix it here.
Oh, no.
I don't think I want anybody fixing it there except for the people that made the trophy.
Yeah, that's a bad look. I mean, you can't. This is why we can't have nice things in Houston, right?
It said everyone could still see the trophy, but they said some of the flags on the trophy were noticeably bent out of shape. That's just not a good look, man.
Yeah, well, you know, at least nobody drank out of it.
Oh, and by the way, in attendance, Mayor Sylvester Turner, Jim Crane, Bob McNair, the Seraphim family, I don't know them.
That's what it was. It was Bob McNair's hatred for the Astros winning a world championship and the Texans don't. And, yeah, I bet he did it. He pushed it off.
You mean, never mind.
What? Uh-oh. You were going to make an inmate in prison joke, weren't you?
Yeah, the
No, don't do that.
A server and the...
You're welcome. I bailed you out. Don't do that.
They said after dinner, a member of the museum staff told the reporter from the Chronicle that the commissioner's trophy was already sent to restoration in the museum.
Oh, no.
Why would you do that? Why would you have anyone other than the people that made the trophy fix it?
Well, you broke it. Their staff are the ones that broke it, so maybe that's why.